Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
And happening today on Capitol Hill, the House is set to vote on a bill that would release the Epstein files. Today's vote comes after President Trump urged Republicans over the weekend to support the measure. Meanwhile, former Harvard president and ex-Treasury Secretary under President Clinton, Larry Summers, says he will be stepping back from all public commitments over his previous ties to Epstein. The move coming after emails released by the House last week shows years of correspondence between the two, including Summers asking Epstein for relationship advice. Summers giving this statement to Fox, quote, "I am deeply ashamed of my actions and recognize the pain they have caused. I take full responsibility for my misguided decision to continue communicating with Mr. Epstein. While continuing to fulfill my teaching obligations, I will be stepping back from public commitments as one part of my broader effort."
Sounds like Larry Summers. Lee knows he's in the Epstein files.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I couldn't be happier about this. Please, let's just get this out. Just dump it all out. Please, let's do this.
Yeah, I am too. I completely agree. This is a distraction. There's nothing new here. This is a distractant to distract us from the stuff that you're talking about, basically.
The really, yes. Really important stuff. And, yeah. And here's the thing. I really want to know what's in them. I want to know what Trump was so important to Trump to protect, to keep people from seeing, that he was willing to take a permanent 5-point hit in the polls. This has devastated him. Yeah. And with Joe Biden, you can go look at Rasmussen's the only one that runs a permanent tracker on presidents every single day, their approval rating, right? So we have it for Joe Biden. You can see Joe Biden, Afghanistan, he just took a dip, never came back. Came up a little, but he never could hit the highs he was at before. Trump has one of those now too. It's in July. And you can actually go to the Rasmussen site and see it. It's devastating. Before that, he was routinely polling 50, 52%. You can get a lot done with your agenda when you're polling at that level. That's all I care about is his agenda, which he's doing great on, mind you. Until he came out and said, "No, I'm not releasing the Epstein files. And if you disagree with that, I don't want your support." People went, fine. 5% of his support walked off. Right now, for the last month polling period, 44% low. It's killing him. This is everywhere. I mean, I'm getting texts from people who are kind of mushy moderate Republicans going, "Why is Trump a pedophile?" I mean, this is bad, bad, bad news. The Democrats are really making headway with this. You could see it in the polling.
Apparently, it's not true either.
No, so. It's not. But when you tell tell people on the campaign trail you're going to release it. Pam Bondi and Alina Haba, who is Trump's personal attorney and then general counsel, goes out there. They do a whole media tour building up anticipation for the release of it.
Yeah,
you say nothing, and then you put out some warmed over stuff that was in the media a long time ago.
Yeah.
And you do that. And then when people are like, "Well, don't you have the Epstein stuff? You said you did." And Trump says, you know, comes out and says, "Hey, you know what? I don't even want your support. I'm not releasing it. If you don't agree with that, then fine, don't support me." Go look on Rasmussen's polling. Look at July forward. It's almost straight down. And I'm telling you, when you're seeing a 44% like he is right now, and I trust Rasmussen, I do. I really do. I mean, they'll give you the good and the bad. You're sitting at 44%, guess what? You're not getting even Republicans to go to bat for you on your agenda. They're only afraid of you, Lee, when you're sitting at 49, 50, 51. They're not afraid of you at 44. This is why he wasn't taken seriously in his last presidency. This Epstein thing is killing him.
Isn't it interesting how most of the worst wounds that both Democrat and Republican politicians incur are self-inflicted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're self-inflicted. This wound this week with the last week with H-1B visas was unlike almost anything I've ever seen anyone inflict on themselves. It was not as bad as Joe Biden in Afghanistan, but it was about half that. It was really, really bad. I mean, it's so bad that Ron DeSantis rises from the dead and goes back out on the campaign well, trail for president. I mean, because he's
dead,
figuring,
maybe.
Well,
maybe
no, literally, no. I mean, like politically dead.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done. It's his last term as governor, right? I mean, he's no way forward now, right? I mean, he just went on a campaign trail because he's thinking, wow, J.D. Vance gets tarred with that. I beat him in a primary.
Yeah.
That's how bad that was. What's interesting is the worst hits on Trump have come from Trump. Democrats can't even touch him.
Right.
Trump, Rush used to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Trump made himself so only Trump could take himself
right.
out.
Right, exactly.
That was Rush's golden rule, and you're seeing it. He'd be pointing it out now. So Trump, I want this Epstein stuff out so that Trump's numbers can come back up because people are going to see he's not in these files, and I don't know why he's protecting the people who are. It is beyond me.
Yeah,
I suspect what has happened is that there was compromise, there was blackmail material. Our CIA and FBI or whoever has it, and when he came into office, they explained to him, hey, we need you to help us. You can't put all this out there.
Right.
There's heads of state we know in there.
Yeah.
Big ones. People who are our allies. That'll complicate trade deals. So my theory is it's going to be something like that. But he finally capitulated. But here's the thing. Trump can get stubborn on some stuff. It's just, he's just not going to be made to do something. And I think that's how this Epstein thing was. And he just gets stubborn and digs in. And here's the problem that he has. And I think that this is the reason he's backing this over the weekend, telling Republicans to vote to release it. They were going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to go down in opposition to that.
Right, exactly.
He wants to be on the right side.
Yeah, you don't want to take another self-inflicted defeat.
Wound. Right. But, I mean, this is devastating. I'm looking at the daily polling for Trump. It's devastating. Last couple of days he's been at 44. He's been at 45. He's right now sitting at 47 from they've got today's out already. So – which is from the day before. So it's the 17th, published on the 18th. So, I mean, he bounces between 44 and 47. That's not good. And it needs to end. We need to stop protecting Epstein. We need to stop protecting the Johns. And we need to put this out. Now, here's the crazy part. What the American people do not know, and I do wish Trump had explained this, Democrats voted to block the release last week.
Yeah.
They had a chance to release this last week. So this is Trump smartly, finally, on Epstein maneuvering and going, okay, the Democrats are voting to block it. I'm going to get on the side of the release so that when Democrats vote to block it, it'll be real clear to the American people. Hopefully. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it will.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, this is ridiculous. Okay, you've seen this. Meanwhile, it's just come out. Stacey Plaskett, Democrat from the U.S. Virgin Islands, is literally sitting there texting back and forth with Epstein in 2019. As they together are plotting to bring down Trump. Think the American people know that? I don't know. You want to know what the real scandal was with Epstein? Just came out about a week and a half ago. Comey's daughter, who was a federal... Remember we fired her and the media acted like it was an atrocity?
Right.
Well, now we know why. Comey's daughter tried to cut a deal with Epstein. And now we know why they put him in prison when Trump was president. They put him in prison and said, okay, listen, give us something we can use on Trump. Make it up. We don't care. But it's got to be something Trump can't disprove. And they offered that to Epstein. Said, look, we will let you out of prison, but you've got to make something up on Trump. That somehow is not a scandal.
Yeah.
Somehow. Some way. Well, this is the same woman who, by the way, if we wanted to know who the Johns were, the courts, there's two separate courts, one in Florida, federal, and one in New York, federal. They have all the Johns. They have the names. They have the victim. They have everything. Well, why can't we just release that? Well, because Comey's daughter spent a lot of her time fighting FOIA lawsuits, including by Judicial Watch and the Gateway Pundit, to get the names of the Johns, finally got judges to seal them in both Florida and New York. Liberal judges appointed by Obama and Biden, conveniently.
Yeah.
Which are the only kind that ever get these cases.
Exactly.
That's why we don't know their names. Trump doesn't even have to release this. The courts have it, but she got it blocked. They finally fired her. So you want to know the real Epstein scandal? That's it right there. Comey's sweet little girl. What a nightmare she must be. Oh, that family. What is Thanksgiving like in that family? What the heck?
Wonder what they're plotting at the dinner table.
Yeah, but I just want to show you just the duplicity here, okay? So this is the scandal's just come out. It's Stacey Plaskett. representative from the U.S. Virgin Islands. And, you know, she's literally going back and forth with Epstein as they plot what questions to ask to tar Trump with the scandal, right? Okay. Now, who's Plaskett? Oh, just another Democrat who wants to advocate for sexually trafficked women? No. She took $32,000 from Epstein. A 2023 Business Insider investigation showed Epstein donated large sums of money to her. And after Epstein's arrest in 2019, she initially refused to return the campaign donations, but reversed course after public backlash. Now, listen to this, who she really is. This shows you how the Democrats are with Epstein. They are so in bed with him. No. Pun intended.
Oh, boy, but that was...
I know, I'm getting cheesy like you. Did a good job with this yesterday. I'm trying to outdo you. We'll see who wins by the end of the show. Okay, in 2023, six Epstein accusers sued government officials in the U.S. Virgin Islands, including Representative Plaskett, the Democrat, you know, the one he's feeding the questions to, alleging that they helped and benefited from Epstein's sex trafficking enterprise in U.S. territory. Wait. The victim sued her?
Wow.
Yeah, just another Democrat trying to protect some sex trafficking victims. So Hakeem Jeffries, who for the at least the next 5 minutes till he's replaced by a socialist, we're going to get into that in a minute. Damn. Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader in the House, was hit by this yesterday. Like, wait, you guys are literally working with Epstein to craft the questions to try to hang Trump.
Mm-hmm. Peter Jeffries. Why should Americans trust you and House Democrats on the Jeffrey Epstein files when one of your own, Congresswoman Plaskett, was found to be texting with Jeffrey Epstein during a hearing, getting information from him, using that in her questioning during a congressional hearing. And at one point, he tells her, good job.
This is a bipartisan effort to make sure that, consistent with what the survivors have requested, that there's full and complete transparency. And every single predator who may be in those Justice Department files doesn't escape accountability.
Thanks. Boy. Hakeem Jeffries should get an invitation to Dancing with the Stars because he tap danced all around that.
Yeah, he did. He did. But here's the thing. Here's what you want. This is my prediction. They will vote to do this, right? Because nobody wants to run in their primary. Like, you voted against release of the Epstein docs, right? Nobody wants to. They'll pass it in Congress and we'll go, hi, we're going to get the Epstein docs. And then we won't get them.
Yeah, exactly.
They just won't come out. Just watch.
Just like that full report on the Trump assassination.
Yeah.
Where is that?
Here's the other thing. Again, I'm not even convinced that if Pam Bondi was directed by Congress and Kash Patel was directed by Congress, because it's really the FBI that has them, it's not even the DOJ, that they could even actually physically go and get them and extract them. I don't think they can. I think that's the fallacy here. I could be wrong. Maybe they're hiding this stuff, but I don't think they have, again, enough control of these agencies to get these documents. And I don't think they come out. And I think that ends up being a scandal for Trump. Let's see how close I get.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Trump says strikes, bombings from the sky in Mexico? Yeah, do it.
In Mexico, or putting American troops or American personnel into Mexico to deal with
it? Would I launch strikes in Mexico to stop drugs? It's okay with me. Whatever we have to do to stop drugs, Mexico is Look, I looked at Mexico City over the weekend. There's some big problems over there. If we had to, would we do there what we've done to the waterways? You know, there's almost no drugs coming in through our waterways anymore. Isn't it down like 85%?
It is, sir.
I don't know who the 15% would be. It wouldn't be you.
No, that's for sure.
Sad thing is, most Americans are probably like, "What? Why is he doing this? We've always had drugs. Golly, we live in such a perfect little snow globe." People just don't understand. It's been the theme of my Battleground America podcast for a long time, how on the edge we are in terms of losing U.S. territory to cartel control. You see what's going on in Mexico right now? It's very, very interesting. See, X changes everything. Free speech changes everything. The people of Mexico are beginning to learn the extent to which they are controlled by the cartels. In particular, their president, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, is controlled by the cartels. Folks, have you noticed what's going on lately? What do we hear out of Chicago? What have we heard about the bounties put on the heads of ICE in our Border Patrol agents? Up to $50,000. And it's not just coming from a gangster. We did arrest one in Chicago who did put a bounty on Greg Bovina's head. He's a sector chief of the Border Patrol. Yeah. But where do they come from ultimately? Department of Homeland Security, Mexico, from the cartels. It's beginning to happen here. There have been massive protests, young people risking their lives to take to the streets of Mexico because the cartel will kill you if you question the political structure there. She is cartel. If she wasn't, she'd be dead. You want to know what they're protesting in Mexico? Because, folks, I'm telling you, you are looking at your future in Chicago, in Portland, in L.A., in Seattle, where they want these cartel gangsters. Not just illegal immigrants. They want the gangsters. That was the lesson of St. Kilmar, patron saint of wife beaters everywhere, who was extracted by the Democrats from Colombia and brought back here to live in all his glory, human traffic to his heart's delight. You think that won't end this way here with assassinations of anybody who challenges the Democrats? Look at this. This is what they're protesting in Mexico. And again, what has changed? X. They're getting bolder because they're watching it on X because nobody is censoring this stuff. Trump sees it and he knows he has got to cut the head off the snake there. It will bloom here. The cartels and the Democrats are merging. That is what this war is about. If he said that, they'd think he was crazy. The media would paint him as crazy. So he says drugs. And it's a good reason. Hundreds of thousands of people have died. And I believe him. Listen to what hotair.com writes, though, because they've nailed this. Sheinbaum is beholden to cartel help for her office. They've certainly been busy offing obstructive Mexican officials with little interference from President Claudia Sheinbaum's government since she became president. Ah, now we're getting there. The assassination list since she became president totals 21. 21. Think about that. Any interference? No. Why? Because she will join them 6 feet under. 21 political assassinations since October. So, talking about what, a year and a month, 13 months? 13 months? You want that here? It's coming here. Folks, they already put the bounties on the heads here. You can't see it. People can't understand. Well, why would he kill people over drugs? He's killing people to protect our territory from becoming what parts of Mexico is. No-go zones. Not even the army can conquer the cartels. By the way, we caught the Biden administration, the defense contractors, sending our military equipment down there. It was ours. It was exclusive equipment that can only be made for our military, yet somehow it was in Mexico. You tell me. Google this. It's on Wikipedia. List of politicians killed during the presidency of Claudia Sheinbaum. It's 13 months, 21 murders. I mean, these are high-ranking people. You're not with the cartel. They kill you. That's what Trump is talking about when he said this. I got their addresses. You know what he's referencing? Soleimani. I know where they are. Did you see the Do you see the number two guy in Iran? Yeah, he didn't survive a trip to the airport, no, did he? It was a very high, very precise strike, too. It was right there in the baggage area. And I'll forever, never forget his suitcase going round and round that turnstile, but nobody's there to pick it up because we vaporized him. That's what Trump's referencing here when he says this.
I've been speaking to Mexico. They know how I stand. We're losing hundreds of thousands of people to drugs. So now we've stopped the waterways, but we know every route. We know every route. We know the addresses of every drug lord. We know their address. We know their front door. We know everything about every one of them. They're killing our people. That's like a war.
Oh, it is a war. And Trump's going, you going to threaten my Border Patrol agents? I'm going to low-key kill you. And that's just Mexico. Then, just to let the Colombians know he's got his eye on them too.
Colombia has cocaine factories where they make cocaine. Would I knock out those factories? I would be proud to do it personally. Good. I didn't say I'm doing it, but I would be proud to do it because we're going to save millions of lives by doing it.
Folks, the list of who the cartels are killing in Mexico is unbelievable. Municipal president of Uruapan, municipal president of Pisa Flores, secretary of the municipal government, Apaseo El Alto, municipal president of Tepalcatepec, municipal president of San Mateo, municipal president of Tacajambro, municipal president of private secretary, government of Clara Barunda, mayoral candidate, municipal councilwoman, director of public works, mayoral candidate, general secretary of the municipal council. Folks, these are high-ranking politicians, 21 dead for not being on the cartel payroll. That's what Democrats want, Chicago. That's what they want. This is war, the civil war. The cartels and Democrats on the same side, Trump knows it. I just hope the killing starts soon, honestly, down there. It's the only way to stop it. You pull cartel out of Chicago, they'll come right back next time Democrats are in power. You've got to rip it out by the roots in Mexico. Look, Mr. President, just start. Just get it done. Get it over. Donald Trump needs to fire Kash Patel. Unless he can come up with some kind of explanation for what we've just learned here. I'm going to tell you why.
A major story here, a new investigation by the New York Post's Miranda Devine, revealing an extensive online history tied to President Trump's attempted assassin in Butler, Pennsylvania, Thomas Crooks, after officials claimed he had no digital footprint.
Some of his online background that did exist apparently included identifying as a they-them, a trail of violent extremist posts, and shifting from pro-Trump to anti-Trump ahead of the assassination attempt.
Now we find out from a source that there is actually voluminous material that gives us an inkling about the trajectory that Thomas Crooks took to become a 20-year-old assassin. And it's not what the FBI had told us.
No, it's not. It's not what the FBI told us. Here's Christopher Wray lying. Christopher Wray's FBI told you all about what Thomas Crooks wrote. Violent stuff, to be sure, when he was a Trump supporter at age 15. He kind of edited all the years after that, the sort of really important ones. When he switched sides, became a hardcore doctrinaire leftist. When the FBI refused to go to Gab and pick up the archived copy of his account that Andrew Torba, owner of Gab, had saved for them. The one where he's lauding Joe Biden and slamming Trump supporters. They really definitely didn't tell you about the terror attack he was planning. A mass murder he was planning in his last post online. No, they lied.
In terms of what we've been able to find so far, a lot of the usual repositories of information have not yielded anything notable in terms of motive or like ideology.
Bull. His deputy director of the FBI, Paula Boddy, would then go on, and I played it earlier on the show. So yeah, no, we there's almost no internet history. Just, you know, little anti-immigration stuff. He's obviously MAGA, but yeah, no, we don't know. We'll never know what caused this. They know. And now it's all over X this morning. In fact, Kash Patel is the number one trending thing. And I wonder how long it's going to be before those who are looking at Kash Patel and the very weird things Kash Patel has said. I'm wondering how long it's going to be before anybody notices that the FBI stonewalled the Senate subpoena for the assassin, for Thomas Crooks' internet history. for his encrypted accounts, which, by the way, do you know we unencrypted? Yeah, it took us 40 minutes to do it. We've got all that. Well, what do they say? I don't know. Hasn't been turned over to Congress, which is weird because they've subpoenaed it three times. Now, the first two times were subpoenas to the corrupt Biden administration. I expect those to be defied by Christopher Wray because he's a sleaze and a criminal, and he should be in prison. He's lied to Congress so many times, each time is a felony. That time right there was another felony. But I don't expect it from Kash Patel. See, the problem is the last subpoena for this information, yeah, it was summer 2025. From Republican Ron Johnson. Where's that? It's being stonewalled by Bongino and Patel right now. They haven't responded to it. Which is really weird, considering what we're having to find out from private investigators on X. As they tell us, there's no there there. There's nothing to see. Is that true? I mean, folks, this is weird stuff. Here's Brett Baer and Kash Patel.
You know, it sounds like he wants more about at least the Butler guy that we don't know a lot about. Will we know a lot more about him? Is there more to know?
I don't know that there's more to know, but there you're going to know everything we know. And that's the other thing we did. We take assassination attempts, especially of the president of the United States, extremely seriously. And we don't feel that the American people have been given the information they need on that. And we're digging through the files and we're getting them a more robust picture of what happened and whether or not there were any connections.
I get all that. And I also understand investigations underway and there's potential prosecutions for people who are living, but he's dead. Mm-hmm. And
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we went through the files very exhaustively. There's nothing here, he said, while defying the subpoena to provide what is there. And we know it's there because we know they've de-encrypted these accounts. And now we know one of them was used to talk to a neo-Nazi member of a terror group affiliated with Antifa overseas. I had to find that out on X, not from Kash Patel. So, I mean, if I'm Trump, I'm calling him to the White House today. And I either want to know, why are you lying? Why are you stonewalling Congress? Turn it over. Or, bud, are you really running the FBI? Can you even get these answers? Are you just a chump? And the agents are dictating to you what the truth is. And by the way, buddy, why haven't you fired them? We now know 24 offices were involved in illegally spying on senators, targeting folks in Arctic Frost. They're going to work this morning. They're in their cars right now, Mr. Patel. I don't get it. Either he needs to fire them or he needs to go. Let Bongino run the place. Although I'm not sure he's much better. This is awful, folks. This is really bad stuff. Folks, we don't know anything, the FBI tells us, including Kash Patel and Dan Bongino. Got to throw him on top of the heap. We don't know anything. We're just very confused about Thomas Crooks. He didn't have any connections to anyone like, gosh, I don't know, a neo-Nazi terrorist group member? That group is not only a designated terror group, it's affiliated with Antifa. No connections to them at all. And I've got to find out about it in the pages of the New York Post, which is not really where I found out about it. Tucker Carlson broke it and they copied it. But good, whatever. They're a credible source. Tucker Carlson is not anymore. So that's two sources. We got a problem here, folks. We've got a problem. His last online post, in which he wrote about committing terror acts and mass murdering people on behalf of the left. Yes, the left. That's what Crooks wrote before he killed Trump. He was interacting with this man who's part of a designated terror group. Again, a group affiliated with, they're not Antifa, but affiliated with Antifa. The Antifa connections. And after that post, 4 years ago, he goes dark. FBI lies about all of it. Lies under oath. Lies to the media. But Kash Patel and Dan Bongino can fix it. But they have not. Republicans in the Senate hit them with a subpoena this summer. It is November. That subpoena was in July. Asking for exactly this information, they have not complied. They are still stonewalling, just like Christopher Wray. What are they hiding? Got to ask the question. I hate to have to do it. What are they hiding? Especially after the two of you lied to us. Now, I don't know if Kash Patel and Dan Bongino just sit up in that office and the agents gaslight them all day and lie to them. Because Kash Patel lied to us a few days ago about the pipe bomber. Claiming, oh, we're getting the bottom of it. We're going to get it. No, not you, honey. The Blaze already found the pipe bomber. She's a Capitol Police officer, works for the CIA. Now, they already found her. No, don't gaslight us. Maria Bartiromo was looking at him like he's nuts. Something not good's going on here. And we need to figure this out. And you know who we need to figure out? You know what Cash Patel needs to do? He hasn't explained to us, who's Willie Tepes? Who is that guy? He's apparently, according to the New York Post, a member of a Norwegian new Nazi group with connections to Antifa. A joint back and forth post session between Crooks and him is the last thing online when he talks about murdering people on behalf of the left. And then he disappears. Never another post after that. Or is it that the FBI is hiding those posts too? Why are they hiding any of this? Why was that building unsecured? And how did Crooks know to go to the only building that was unsecured? I don't know, but Bongino and Patel need to comply with that subpoena now. Now. Or they need to be fired.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.